This recording is a service of the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people who have visual, physical, learning, or language challenges to reading traditional printed materials.
Welcome to Cook's Corner. We all could use a little help in the kitchen, so pick up some useful tips, tricks, and hints, as well as some tasty recipes from leading cooking magazines that will make your next meal a huge success. All on Cook's Corner, coming up next on your audio reading service.
Welcome. This is Cook's Corner, and I'm your reader, Marcy, with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today I'll be reading from The $5 Dinner Mom One Dish Dinners Cookbook by Erin Chase. Copyright 2012 by Erin Chase. When it is just too hot to think about turning on the oven or even cooking something on the stovetop, it's time to take your cooking energies to the back patio. The grill is not just for burgers, brats, hot dogs, and chicken. It can be used to cook vegetables, potatoes, and even bread. That being said, an entire dinner made on the grill is totally a reality. The best one-dish dinners on the grill are grill packets and kebabs served with a side of grilled garlic bread and, of course, grilled pizza. Grill packets are made up of a meat of some sort, along with some vegetables and flavorings, wrapped in a foil pouch and then cooked on the grill. To make grill packets ahead of time, simply place all the ingredients into the grill packets and wrap the foil tightly around the contents. Place the foil packets flat into a plastic freezer bag and lay them flat in the freezer to keep any olive oil or sauce from spilling out. Let thaw completely before cooking on the grill. Another advantage to make-ahead grill packets is that the meat or chicken will marinate as it thaws. Add some garlic bread to the grill while the packets are cooking, and you've got a complete dinner from the grill. Kebabs and garlic bread are another simple and easy one-grill dinner. Any variety of kebab, chicken, beef, pork, or veggie will work. Add a dipping sauce like ranch dressing or pizza sauce to round out the meal. Another important aspect of grilling meats and chicken is marinating and brining. Marinating is a method in which you soak the meat in a sauce or oil-based dressing. It's best to marinate foods for at least 30 minutes, but the longer the better. If you are grilling or roasting a larger cut of meat, such as a whole chicken, you can inject marinade deep into the meat to allow the flavors to penetrate throughout. Brining helps tenderize different meats before you grill them. If you brine chicken, meat, or pork chops before grilling them, they will have a soft, tender, and delicious texture when cooked. To brine a meat, simply place it in a baking dish and submerge it in heavily salted water. Brine for at least 2 hours and no more than 24. After brining, I recommend rinsing the meat and patting it dry before grilling to keep the salty flavor from taking away from the tender, juicy outcome. Grilled pizzas are smoky-licious. Our family adores grilled pizza, and if you haven't tried it, I highly recommend starting with the grilled pizza pockets. Pile the meat and vegetables on top of the crust with some sauce and cheese and grill it up. Thicker, fuller, homemade whole wheat pizza dough works better on the grill than uncooked store-bought pizza crusts. They tend to be too soft, have a tendency to fall through the grill grates, and are unable to hold the weight of the toppings. If you do want to try using an uncooked store-bought pizza crust, lay it flat on a baking sheet and place it in the freezer for about 20 minutes to allow the crust to harden up. Then when you place it on the grill, it will still cook up fast enough, but not droop through the grill grates. The grill's heat types. When grilling, you need to understand the two different types of heat that your grill produces. A grill can generate both direct heat and indirect heat, depending on the size and shape and location of the heat source. Direct heat is directly over the heat source and should be used for searing meats such as chicken, beef, or pork to seal in their juices. But use caution because if you cook meat too long over high direct heat, your food can burn, dry out, and become too tough to eat. Indirect heat can be found in the parts of the grill that are not directly above the heat source. It could be a section of the grill where the heat source directly below is not turned on, or it could be on the upper rack of the grill. Indirect heat is best for cooking meats for longer periods of time. The best place to cook hot dogs or marshmallows is over indirect heat. For most meat, I recommend cooking it over direct heat for a few minutes on each side, then transferring it to a different location over indirect heat to finish the cooking. Your meat will turn out perfectly smoky-licious and with those perfect grill marks. With your skillet dinners cooked to perfection, your slow cooker meals mastered, and your one grill dinner smoked to smoky-licious perfection, let's chat for a second about serving one-dish dinners. Serving one-dish dinners. Just like the pioneers did back in the old days, one-dish dinners can be served right out of the pot. Casseroles can be placed in the middle of the table, Dutch ovens can be kept warm over low heat on the stovetop and served buffet style, and you can dish out bowls of soups or stews straight from the slow cooker. A few examples of the simplicity, ease, and convenience of one-dish dinners. And if you need to add a quick side dish of fresh sliced fruit, some bread and butter, or a small side salad alongside your one-dish meal, you will still have a simple dinner to serve and easy cleanup. I hope that you feel 300 times more confident in trying to make some of the one-dish dinners featured in the following chapters, having learned about the cooking processes and some of the important techniques and suggestions for making the perfect dinner in one dish. Our first recipe is for Cajun macaroni and cheese skillet. Transform your favorite comfort food with this recipe simply by adding some Creole seasoning and the trio of classic Cajun cooking, onions, green bell peppers, and celery. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 1 pound ground beef, green bell pepper, onion, celery, Creole seasoning, 1 can or 15 ounces of diced tomatoes, milk, water, elbow macaroni, sour cream, and shredded cheddar cheese. For your ingredients list, you will need 1 pound of ground beef, 1 cup of frozen chopped green bell pepper, 1 cup frozen chopped onion, 1/2 cup chopped celery, 2 tablespoons of Creole seasoning, 1 can or 15 ounces of diced tomatoes with their juices, 1 cup of milk, 1 1/2 cups of hot water, 2 cups of elbow macaroni, 1/4 cup of sour cream, and 1 cup of shredded cheddar cheese. For your side dish, you could have fresh fruit, such as orange wedges or apple slices. In a large 12-inch skillet or sauté pan over high heat, brown the ground beef. Drain and return it to the skillet. Add the bell peppers, onions, and celery with the Creole seasoning. Sauté for 4 to 5 minutes until the pepper and onion have thawed and the onions are translucent. Stir in the diced tomatoes. Add the milk and hot water. Stir in the elbow macaroni and press it into the liquid. Cover and let cook for 8 to 10 minutes. Uncover once halfway through the cooking time and stir the macaroni to make sure it doesn't stick to the bottom of the skillet. When the pasta is al dente, remove the skillet from the heat and stir in the sour cream and the shredded cheese. Let cool slightly before serving. Serve Cajun macaroni and cheese skillet with fresh fruit. Makes 4 servings. Our next recipe is for creamy linguine with asparagus and peas. If you prefer to make this with chicken, either top it with some batch grilled and sliced chicken, or add cube batch grilled chicken to the prepared sauce. You can still keep this meal just slightly over $5. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Butter, 2 garlic cloves, all-purpose flour, milk, 1 pound of asparagus, 1 bag or 12 ounces of frozen peas, linguine, and hot water. Your ingredients list for this recipe is 8 tablespoons of butter, 2 garlic cloves crushed, 1/4 cup all-purpose flour, 4 cups of milk, 1 pound of asparagus trimmed and cut into 1-inch pieces, 1 bag or 12 ounces of frozen peas, 8 ounces of linguine broken, and 1/4 cup of hot water. In a large skillet, 12-inch skillet or sauté pan, Melt the butter over medium heat. Add the garlic and sauté for 1 minute. Whisk in the flour and then slowly pour in the milk, whisking constantly. Cook for at least 1 minute. Reduce the heat to medium-low and continue to cook, whisking often until the sauce begins to thicken and bubble. Once the sauce is bubbling, add the asparagus and frozen peas. When the peas have thawed, stir in the broken linguine and the hot water. Cover tightly and simmer for 9 to 11 minutes. Uncover once halfway through the cooking time and stir the linguine to make sure it doesn't stick to the bottom of the skillet. When the linguine is al dente, remove the skillet from the heat. Let cool slightly before serving. Our next recipe is for pizza penne bake. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 1 pound medium tubular pasta such as penne or ziti. Homemade pizza sauce. 1 red bell pepper. 1 green bell pepper. Pepperoni. Parmesan cheese. Pizza blend shredded cheese. Salt and pepper. Your ingredients list for this is 1 pound of medium tubular pasta such as penne or ziti. 3 quarters of a cup of store-bought or homemade pizza sauce, 1 red bell pepper seeded and chopped, 1 green bell pepper seeded and chopped, about 30 slices of pepperoni cut in half, 1/4 cup of grated Parmesan cheese, 1 cup pizza blend shredded cheese, and salt and pepper. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. In a large Dutch oven or oven-proof pot, cook the pasta as directed on the package. Reserve 1/4 cup of the pasta water and then drain the pasta. To the same Dutch oven or pot, add the reserved pasta water and the pizza sauce and whisk together. Stir in the bell peppers and pepperoni slices. Cook for 2 to 3 minutes, then add the drained pasta and toss to combine with the sauce. Season with salt and pepper to taste. Sprinkle the Parmesan cheese over the pasta and then sprinkle the pizza blend shredded cheese over the top. Place the Dutch oven or oven-proof pot into the preheated oven and bake for about 10 minutes or until the cheese melts. Serve pizza penne bake warm. Makes 4 servings. Our next recipe is for slow cooker spaghetti and meatballs Florentine. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 1 pound of ground chuck, 2 eggs, onion, dried Italian seasoning, 1 box or 10 ounces of frozen chopped spinach, 1 can or 28 ounces of crushed tomatoes, garlic powder, salt and pepper, spaghetti, and hot water. Your ingredients list is as follows. 1 pound of ground chuck, 2 eggs, 1 tablespoon of minced onion, 1 teaspoon of dried Italian seasoning, 1 box or 10 ounces of frozen chopped spinach, 1 can or 28 ounces of crushed tomatoes, 1/2 teaspoon of garlic powder, salt and pepper, 8 ounces of spaghetti broken into thirds, and 1/2 cup of hot water. In a mixing bowl, mix together the ground beef, eggs, onion, and Italian seasoning. Form the mixture into 16 to 20 small meatballs. Cook the frozen spinach in the microwave as directed on the package and drain well. Place the meatballs into the insert of a 5-quart or larger slow cooker. Pour the crushed tomatoes, the cooked and drained spinach, and the garlic powder over the top. Gently stir to combine the tomatoes, the spinach, and the garlic powder. Set the slow cooker on low and cook for 8 hours. When there are 30 minutes remaining in the cooking cycle, add the broken spaghetti and the hot water and complete the cooking cycle. Remove the spaghetti and meatballs immediately from the slow cooker stoneware insert. Leaving the pasta in the slow cooker, even on the warm setting, will cause it to overcook and turn to mush. Season with salt and pepper before serving. Makes 4 servings. Our next recipe is for grilled pizza pockets. You can use whatever favorite pizza toppings you have on hand for these grilled pizza pockets. Sliced mushrooms, brown sausage crumbles, or ham and pineapple. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. One recipe of homemade whole wheat pizza dough, recipe to follow. 1 can or 8 ounces of tomato sauce. Dried Italian seasoning, pepperoni, green bell pepper, onion, shredded mozzarella cheese. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 1 recipe of homemade wheat pizza dough, recipe to follow. 1 can or 8 ounces of tomato sauce. 1 teaspoon dried Italian seasoning. 24 slices of pepperoni, 1 cup frozen chopped green bell pepper, 1 cup frozen chopped onion, 2 cups shredded mozzarella cheese. Preheat the grill for indirect cooking on low heat. Open the can of tomato sauce and gently stir in the Italian seasoning. Roll out the pizza crust dough and divide it into 8 small dough balls. Roll the small dough balls out on a clean and lightly floured surface into an oval shape. Add a dollop of herb tomato sauce to each of the pieces of rolled out dough, then top with the pepperoni, bell pepper, and onion. Divide the shredded cheese evenly among the 8 pieces of dough and then sprinkle over each. Fold the dough over and pinch the edges together. Carefully transfer the pizza pockets to the grill. Grill the pizza pockets for 5 to 6 minutes on each side until the crusts have cooked through and the cheese has melted. Serve the grilled pizza pockets hot off the grill. Makes 4 servings. Here is the recipe for the homemade whole wheat pizza dough. Involve young children in the pizza dough making process. It might be messy, but it will create warm memories in both yours and your children's minds. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Water, all-purpose flour, active dry yeast, sugar, salt, extra virgin olive oil, whole wheat flour, dried Italian seasoning, grated Parmesan cheese, olive oil and garlic salt optional. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 1 cup of lukewarm water, 2 cups of all-purpose flour, 1 packet of active dry yeast, 1 tablespoon of sugar, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 tablespoon of extra virgin olive oil, 1 cup of whole wheat flour, 1 teaspoon of dried Italian seasoning, 2 tablespoons of grated Parmesan cheese, and olive oil and garlic salt optional. In a mixing bowl, combine the lukewarm water and 1 cup of the all-purpose flour. Add the yeast, sugar, salt, and oil. Whisk together to make a spongy dough. Let sit for 10 to 15 minutes. Add the remaining 2 cups of flour to the sponge and stir with a wooden spoon. When the dough becomes thick enough, knead it by hand for 6 to 8 minutes on a floured surface or in a floured bowl until it reaches the consistency of soft baby skin. Knead the seasonings and cheese into the dough. Place in a floured or greased bowl and let rise for 45 minutes to 1 hour. Once the dough has risen and doubled in size, the dough is ready to be formed. Place the dough on a lightly floured work surface. Sprinkle flour over the dough and on the rolling pin. Roll out the dough to the desired size. Brush the edges of the dough with olive oil and sprinkle with garlic salt if desired. Bake the crust for 8 minutes, remove from oven, and load with toppings. Bake the full pizza 8 to 10 minutes more. Slice and serve. Our next recipe is for Caribbean chicken and rice bake. If you find a great deal on mangoes, cut them up and freeze the flesh. The frozen mango can be used for this recipe or in smoothies. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Boneless, skinless chicken breasts, about 1 pound. 1 green bell pepper. 1 mango. brown rice, ground cumin, chili powder, hot water, garlic salt, and pepper. Your ingredients list for this recipe is 2 boneless, skinless chicken breasts, about 1 pound, cut into bite-sized pieces, 1 green bell pepper, seeded and cut into bite-sized pieces, 1 mango, seeded, peeled, and cut into bite-sized pieces, 1.5 cups of brown rice, 1/2 teaspoon of ground cumin, 1/2 teaspoon of chili powder, 4 cups hot water, 1/2 teaspoon of garlic salt, and pepper. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. Grease a 9x13-inch glass baking dish with nonstick cooking spray. Toss together the chicken pieces, bell pepper, and mango in the prepared dish. Sprinkle the rice, cumin, and chili powder over the mixture and toss again. Pour the hot water over the mixture. Sprinkle with garlic salt and pepper over the bake. Cover the baking dish tightly with aluminum foil. Bake in the preheated oven for 1 hour to 1 hour and 10 minutes. Fluff the rice lightly with a fork before serving. Makes 4 servings. Our next recipe is for Santa Fe chicken and rice casserole. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 1 pound chicken tenderloins, brown rice, 1 small yellow onion, 1 red bell pepper, 1 can of 15 ounces of corn kernels, black beans, ground cumin, hot water, salt and pepper, and crushed red pepper flakes. Your ingredients list for this recipe is 1 pound of chicken tenderloins cut into 1-inch pieces, 1.5 cups of brown rice, 1 small yellow onion chopped, 1 red bell pepper seeded and diced, 1 can or 15 ounces of corn kernels drained, 2 cups cooked black beans, 1.5 teaspoons of ground cumin, 3 cups of hot water, salt and pepper, and 1/2 teaspoon of crushed red pepper flakes. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. Grease a 9x13-inch glass baking dish with nonstick cooking spray. In the prepared baking dish, gently toss together the chicken, rice, onion, bell pepper, corn, beans, and cumin until well combined. Carefully pour in the hot water. Season with salt, black pepper, and the red pepper flakes. Cover the baking dish tightly with aluminum foil. Bake in the preheated oven for 1 hour and 15 minutes until the rice is tender. Fluff the rice with a fork and let cool slightly before serving. Not every casserole calls for cheese, and cheese isn't necessary to make a rice bake taste delicious. This Santa Fe chicken and rice casserole is loaded with flavor and the perfect casserole for those with dairy food allergies or lactose intolerance. Our last recipe for today is for stovetop chicken, broccoli, and rice casserole. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Butter, all-purpose flour, milk, garlic powder, salt, pepper, 1 bag or 12 ounces of frozen broccoli florets, 2 boneless skinless chicken breasts, about 1 pound, 1 cup of white rice, hot water, grated Parmesan cheese. Your ingredients list for this recipe is 6 tablespoons of butter, 6 tablespoons of all-purpose flour, 2 cups of milk, 1 teaspoon garlic powder, 1 teaspoon salt, 1 teaspoon pepper, 1 bag or 12 ounces of frozen broccoli florets, 2 boneless skinless chicken breasts, about 1 pound, cut into bite-sized pieces, 1 cup of white rice, 1 cup of hot water, and a half a cup of grated Parmesan cheese. In a large pot or Dutch oven, melt the butter over medium heat. Whisk in the flour and then slowly pour in the milk and cook, whisking constantly for at least 1 minute. Reduce the heat to medium and cook, whisking often until the sauce begins to bubble and thicken. Add the garlic powder, salt, and pepper. Once the sauce has thickened, add the broccoli florets, chicken pieces, rice, and hot water and stir to combine. Cover and simmer for 15 to 20 minutes until the broccoli florets are tender, the chicken has cooked through, and the rice is tender. Sprinkle the grated cheese over the cooked rice and remove the pot from the heat. Let cool slightly before serving. Makes 4 servings. Well, that's all the time we have for today. This has been Marcy with Cook's Corner. I hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library.